Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How we doing?
Good. How's the face?
We could breathe, so it's good.
What exactly happened? It was hard to tell.
Yeah, I pulled it when I probably should have handed it off. I tried to throw it, and I saw him push, decided to tuck it. I don't know what hit me. It was a knee, it was a hand, it was somebody. Helmet just kind of came down right on the bridge of my nose and just started leaking. So it's tough because you should go down there to give Mitch a chance to kind of catch his bearings to be able to come out there. Obviously, gushing blood. I just wanted to try to get off the field and stop it. And for him to come off the bench like that and no warm-up, no nothing, to be ready, I think that's a true embodiment of the character and the man that he is, coming in there and making a play on third down for us. That was a huge drive. It was a huge play. So, shout-out Mitch.
Have you had one of those before, a gusher like that? You've had a lot of injuries. Probably.
No. The last time was like high school basketball hitting the nose or something. Yeah, it's a weird one. It's still kind of going on me, but we'll be all right.
How impressive was it for the defense after last week's showing against Baltimore to, almost pitch a shot on it?
Yeah, I mean, I think they took it personal. They understand what type of defense they can be. They went out there and they played extremely well. And that's the standard that we're looking for from them. And they understand that, but very proud of how those guys attacked the entire week of practice, stepped up to the occasion. Now in a short week, we gotta do the same thing again on Thursday.
Josh, it seemed like you definitely wanted to run the ball. You were leaning into it, or you wanted to run the ball, but you were leaning into that pretty early with James. Just kind of tell us how you thought that all went.
Yeah, just trusting our guys up front. I thought James was doing a great job of, getting onto the second level. He had a heck of a game. And yeah, when something's not broke, don't fix it. And, we kept going back to it. And, yeah, worked out pretty good for us.
Win dramatically the way you did last week, and then to follow that up with a road division win, what do you think you've learned about this team in these 2 weeks?
Well, that we're resilient. Went out there and learned from some mistakes that we had last week. Now, again, we're going to have to watch this film. There are some mistakes today that we need to clean up. But just proud of how our guys attacked the week. Could have easily led into, everything that everybody was saying about us, and I'm sure it's all good right now, and easily could have, put ourselves in that situation. But we don't ever want to do that. We want to continue to play the way that we play, practice the way that we practice, and ultimately go out there and execute each and every play.
Did you set a tone for the day with that opening drive?
Yeah, I mean, I think our defense and our special teams set the tone for the day. I thought guys were flying around making some plays, and again, just finding ways to continue to move the ball, and found a way to score it today. And they're still early on. We get the sack fumble. Got to come away with six there and not three. So, again, a lot of things to clean up.
Was there a carryover from last week? You scored the last three drives in Baltimore. You scored the first four drives in this game. Or is it just each game is individual?
Each game is individual. Everything has got its own little flow. Ultimately, just trying to find out, you know, what the defense is doing, finding out quickly what they're trying to do and adapt accordingly. But again, I thought we did a good job of that today, and you know, proud of Joe for, you know, just going back to the run and letting James get back there and tilt the rock.
Josh, you mentioned, you know, people might be saying you guys are so great and all that, but your teammates always talk about needing a chip, like still each and every week playing with a chip. Why is that so important to the identity of this team, despite how talented this group is?
Yeah, I mean, I think the mindset that we have is, you know, never get too high, never get too low. Try to find the middle and understand that, you know, it's never as bad as you think, but it's never as good as you think. There's always things to improve on, and each and every week, that's all we're trying to do throughout practice. And now, you know, short week, we got to watch this one. You know, typically on Thursday night games, we don't really even watch this film. We let our coaches do that, and we got to turn our focus to our next opponent, and that's, you know, Miami Thursday night.
Even though you were gushing blood, as you said, you were back in there pretty quickly. How much has your durability and availability been at the core of who you are as a player in this league?
I mean, I take a lot of pride in it. You know, being able to withstand some of those things and never want to make a living out of it. But yeah, I mean, I take it with a lot of pride. Thanks, hey, guys. Buddy.
James, you guys fell behind last week, so you couldn't really run the ball a whole lot. So how good was it to kind of dedicate the game to the run after you guys got up early?
You know, just saying our identity, you know, we can run the football and, you know, get tough yards, and that's what we did, ran the ball and did it efficiently.
On your long touchdown run, it looked like you pulled out of an ankle tackle. When did you see daylight, like you could get to the goal line?
Oh, when I cut back, like when I made the jump and cut back to the right, I knew it was, you know, just beat the first man, and that's what I did.
How impressive was it for the defense to do what it did after the struggles it had against Baltimore?
You know, it's a tough lead, you know, just the way that they came back and faced adversity and came back and played a good game today, it shows that the grit that they have in that room.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you.
Follow that action. Try and say one more word for you guys. You know what you get, right? You guys are ball player, man. All right. Good win, never easy. That's a team that's obviously had a lot of momentum, we thought coming in here, and they played really hard last week and, you know, almost pulled out that win and probably should have won last week. So we felt like we were going to be in for it this weekend, and it was important for us to get off to a good start. I thought we did that in a complimentary way, scoring on offense, getting some three and outs early, a takeaway early, setting our offense up in a good field position. And then the drive after half, in terms of the time of possession in the third quarter was certainly in our favor. The line of scrimmage was important for us, and credit the O-line, D-line, and really all 11 on both sides of the ball. Special teams made some big plays in kickoff coverage. Sam Franklin, obviously James Cook on the offensive side, big day. And I love Mitch, how Mitch came in there, kind of like a little shift change in hockey or something. And Josh runs off the field. Mitch goes out on, I think it was a third down play, second and a third down play perhaps, and throws a seed in there, throws a dime, and that's hard to do with no warm-up. So credit Mitch for being ready. Again, the defense did some really good things. It was good to see them really disciplined, playing hard, playing relentless style of defense, taking the ball away and being able to close the game out. Those are hard to do as well, and good to get Elijah a few touches here today and get him in the end zone. That was good to see. Happy for him. So with that, I'll open it up to you and your questions.
Coach, with the corrections you wanted to make on the defensive side, things looked pretty buttoned up defensively, like right from the jump. How would you kind of assess? Because you talked about assignments, communication going into this week. Do you feel like it looked buttoned up, at least on live view here before watching the film?
Yeah. Better understanding of the plan. Coaches led by Bobby did a great job putting a good plan together. Players executed. They spent time like they did last week. Don't get me wrong. But there was they were really intentional this week about the details and making sure they understood where they were supposed to be and when they were supposed to be there. So that's got to be an every week thing. But I like what I saw.
Do you feel they took it personal the way that things unfolded Sunday night and really wanted to, as much of a shoring things up execution-wise, assert themselves from a mental side as well?
Well, they're competitors, so they take a lot of pride in their work, and it's important for them that they play well and help the team win, and they did last week as well in certain aspects of the game. This week, they got off to a faster start, which I thought was important, and that was the performance we expect to see right there.
Mitchell's pass. Describe the sideline reaction to Mitchell's pass in the game where you guys had two possession lead or more almost the entire game. Was even called that a turning point?
When Mitch came in?
Yeah.
Well, I never want to see Josh go out, one, but again, to have Mitch, veteran quarterback, come in, didn't blink, and the huddle didn't blink, their belief in him is extremely high. He came in and delivered, he executed, right, the way he's supposed to, and that takes him being ready to go, being prepared through the week. All these players, they're one snap away. We had some guys help us out on defense today that stepped up and knew their role, embraced their role, and got themselves ready to go. So the preparation piece, I guess is what I'm saying, is the key, right? And so anyway, just very grateful. Glory to God for another win.
Coach, you mentioned that the line of scrimmage was important in this one, and Joe leaned heavy into 12 and 13 personnel, maybe even more so once you got up on the scoreboard to kind of grind it out and shorten the game. But how effective did you feel that 12 and 13 personnel was for you guys today and the ability to get consistent yards on the ground?
Yeah, big. You're watching even college games yesterday. We're on in the hotel, and you're seeing some of those college games that are going back and forth, and it just seems, again, every week, who can win the line of scrimmage? That's where the battle begins. And Josh took a few hits a little bit there early maybe, and Joe did a great job switching some things up, the adjustments that Chrome and Joe made along with the offensive staff. The communication was really important for us right there.
Sean, is this the Joey Bosa you hoped and expected when you made a move for him this offseason?
Joey's been great since he's gotten here. He loves to play football. He prepares. He's a true pro. He's been a really good addition. I think like anything, this is just game two for all of us, right? Not moving away from Joey's question for a second here, but just game two. We've got a short week this week, a home game coming up, and a chance for us to continue to take another step, which is important for us.
Hey, Sean, what was the reason behind Matt Milano not being in there to start the second half?
Yeah, he was dinged up a little bit here, so we got to see where that goes. I don't really know much at all at this point, so I'll get you more information when I can.
Similarly, Trey came out a little bit earlier than some of the other starters. Was that just because of the score, or what was the reason?
We had talked about making sure he was, you know, that we were watching him because he's been out for 2 or 3 weeks here, give or take, and just being smart with him, and that's the way the game unfolded as well. So. All right. All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
I told him about it last 2 games. So I'm like, hey, I need a pair of head coach, so I have to stop running up to the board to go grab them. I need an NFL flag, and then we need to go to XLR people so we don't have to be really salty and they get another activation. Yeah, dude.
It's far away. It really is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.